This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is Enterprise, and it's time for Voice of SMEs. But before that, my name is Jeff Sandhu.
And I'm Audrey Raj.
And today, later on, actually at 12 o'clock on Enterprise Biz Bytes, we will be asking you, what would you like to see continue post-COVID-19? So assume that, you know, we have eliminated the virus and like, wow, what a happy day that would be when the world does announce that, you know, we have, we've broken free from COVID-19. And when that happens, what would you like to see continue that we're doing now? Things like maybe QR check-ins when you enter a retail store, or even your office buildings like we have here in the office. Temperature checks, you know, everywhere does it. I think even some building management of properties, of apartments, are also doing it for visitors and even for guests who, you know, or residents coming back from work, they're doing temperature checks. Contactless delivery, which seems to be the, I guess, you know, the, it's like a norm now.
Yeah, yeah, everybody's doing contactless delivery.
They just have a table outside, they put it in there, they send you a text message. And actually, just like a few minutes ago, I got a text message from one of the e-commerce stores saying that I've just put your stuff on the table, come and collect it whenever you're free. I'm like, cool, thank you so much. Or others, things like maybe work from home. You know, maybe you want to see that continue.
You've gotten used to it already, you know, over these last few months, and you'd like to see that continue. Yeah.
Despite the challenges that we've spoken about, you know, in previous shows, right? Maybe you found a way to beat that. So let us know on Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio, or you could WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and we'll discuss all your comments and also some of the things that may probably continue later on, and some of the pros and cons. Things like, you know, immunization passports, maybe, right? You know, maybe those are some of the things that we could discuss later on BizBytes at noon. But for now, though, it is Voice of SMEs. And just earlier this week, we were discussing what a game changer it can be for small and medium businesses during this pandemic to collaborate with other businesses. Yeah. Now, we've heard how like-minded SMEs are coming together to leverage on each other's strength to not only get through these challenging times, but to reach new customers and also, you know, support one another.
Yeah, kita jaga kita, right? And this is something that U-Mobile has been doing for years, if you think about it. They've always worked closely with up-and-coming small and local businesses to push creativity and elevate things the brand is passionate about. And this is like music, sport, and food. And they've continued to do so during this MCO, especially through Ramadan. Now, we have with us on the line right now, Head of Corporate Branding and Communications at U-Mobile, Tiffany Chu. And she's going to talk to us about their collaboration with Tiffin Food Court.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you remember Tiffin Food Court? Yeah, and they're doing a collaboration for Raya. So, Tiff, thanks for staying on the line. Let's just start with how you guys at U-Mobile have been dealing with the MCO and now the CMCO.
Well, we're essential business, so our operations are actually business as usual. And during this period, we have been working very hard to ensure our network is stable. And I'm glad to say that there have been no cases in U-Mobile, and I'm happy about that, and I hope it will remain. Of course, we're taking all the measures we can to keep everybody safe, including our customers. So, in short, it's business as usual.
And Tiff, you know, everyone's been pivoting, maneuvering to remain relevant during this time. Yeah, you guys at U-Mobile have been cooking up a storm behind the scenes as well. Tell us a little bit about this collaboration with Tiffin.
Well, food has always been a key pillar for us on the brand front because, you know, food is a national passion. And Tiffin has been a partner with us for, I think, 3 years now. We think of them as a natural partner because they are always very good at curating this interesting restaurants, F&B outlets that are run by young, inspiring Malaysians. So this time round, because in this age of social distancing, I don't think we can have a food court anytime soon, we decided to take on a different angle. So instead of getting people to go to the food, we are going to the people. So working with Tiffin, we've curated a very eclectic mix of Malaysian, Malay favorites that have taken on a modern twist. To achieve that, we've worked with three restaurateurs or, you know, food specialists. They are Pinggan Putih, Ambun Eat, Project Dapur Umar, and Hikaya Percik. And what you will find when you order these Tiffin samplers, we call them, is that you will get a mix of their best-selling dishes. So you will get, like, for example, lontong with rendang, or rendang with ulam pesto rice, or a special durian butter. So we believe that these dishes will be very welcome during this period as we are going to mark Raya very soon.
Durian butter.
Durian butter, that stood out. Yeah. Tiff, how long will this collaboration run for?
It goes on till the middle of June. It's a six-week-long campaign. Yeah, so if you want to make an order, just refer to our Instagram page and find the culinary talent that you want to order from and check the dates, and you can make that order directly with the culinary talent. Mm.
What's the goal here with these offerings? Why is it important to You Mobile to continue to push and support local talent and businesses, especially, you know, during this time?
It's multi-layered, right? So we always believe in working with the same partner for the long run because we feel that that's a good way of developing relationships. This is the principle we follow for any partner that we work with. To the point about supporting local business, I think from the very start of this COVID-19 virus, we have always run campaigns that are looking to support local talents because we believe this in this period is very, very important to support people in this country, lah. Mm-hmm. And especially young, inspiring Malaysians. So in this particular period, we have looked to not only just do food, we are also doing music so that we can keep the interest going and engagement going with our Malaysian communities who have supported us through this year.
And I guess, you know, we will continue the discussion and talk about the music front in just a bit. We're speaking to Tiffany Chu, the head of corporate branding and communications at You Mobile. Stay tuned. You're listening to Voice of SMEs, BFM 89.9.
Bright, formidable media. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Welcome back to Voice of SMEs. My name is Jeff Sander, together with Audrey Raj, and we have Tiffany Chu, the head of corporate branding and communications at You Mobile, talking about their collaboration with Tiffin Food Court for Raya.
Yeah.
And, you know, actually, I do miss Tiffin, and it's just something that I remember going there and the food from the local restaurateurs, and they do experimental food as well. Mm. You know, it's not things that you could normally get from the restaurant. It's things that they would craft up just for that weekend.
Yeah.
And then you go in or you see your friends posting online and the vibe that you get and with the neon lights and stuff. I just miss it.
So now you can just put the neon lights, you know, that you have at
room.
Home, you know, and have these different samplers delivered to you. At least you get to enjoy. Did you say, I'm still thinking about that durian butter.
Durian butter.
Yeah, tell me about it. Okay, anyway, also before the break, Tiff, you mentioned something about doing collaborations on the music front as well. So what are you guys doing with music?
Okay, so music has always been a key pillar for us. So under the circumstances, again, we can't have the food court, neither can we have live shows. So because we cannot have live shows, we thought it would be good to host this live streams on our Instagram account. And we call this initiative like Goose With You. So we've had all sorts of acts over these few weekends, like Luna Dira, Alice, Ichu. So we will have Yuna as the headline act in a few weeks. So we hope more people would tune into that. To catch Yuna, you can just catch our Raya special, which will be streaming on You Mobile's official YouTube account on 30th May from 8:30 onwards. And she will be performing with her friends like Sona Wan, Pastor Light, and Bill Musa. I think to make this initiative more meaningful, so part of Yuna's artist fees will actually be donated to two charitable causes, the Lost Food Project and Kita Fund. So we're very glad that she's doing that. And again, it is very in line with our principle of supporting local love. And especially in this age where everyone is being affected by this virus in one way or the other, I think it's very good that she's doing this, and we fully support that.
Yeah. Also, Tiff, you know, what can we expect from U Mobile moving forward, you know, with these collaborations? What else do you guys have up your sleeves?
Okay. Apart from what we have with the Tiffin Sampler and the music live stream Grooves with You, of course, we'll continue to look at initiatives that will be meaningful and also will meet the needs of our community. It's very unpredictable the way things are going. So we are taking small steps. And as we go along, if we feel that there is a good fit and if anyone has any suggestions what they feel would be a good fit, they can always approach us and we will look into it because we're always looking for new partnerships.
Yeah, and that's something that you mentioned when you were last on Resource Center with me. And I also remember you saying something about how having the right partners can make or break a brand collaboration. Is that still the recipe for a successful collaboration even during times like these?
I think apart from doing this thing for our customers, I think we're really appreciative of our local agencies who have supported us, like C27 and Freeform, who without their support, we won't be able to do these things because in this current age, time is of the essence, right? And they work very hard to turn things around because they know how important it is to help local community and local talents and all that. I mean, I really would want to shout out, give a shout out to them because, you know, with any company, it's very important to have great partners. And I'm very grateful to C27 and Freeform for being there for us too, for helping us in this journey as we navigate this new reality.
And finally, Tiff, has this great pause made U Mobile reassess its offerings and collaborations moving forward? Are there lessons learned during this period that will probably affect and transform the value adds U Mobile delivers to the community?
As a company, we're very aware that everyone is affected by this virus one way or the other. So we are giving a lot of discounts for our plans. We're also offering like 1 month free insurance that covers COVID-19 to all our subscribers, which I feel is very relevant currently. Apart from that, we're also giving away up to 1 million in cash for signups for e-wallet GoPay. So that's at the product front. But on the brand front, we are very mindful and we are making extra effort to support local talent. We are always looking at ways to help local businesses, local musicians, local artists so that they can continue to carry their craft in this age where, you know, everyone is being very mindful with their spending. So we'll continue that path and I think the days ahead won't be easy, but as a company, we'll do our part to support the community at large.
That was Tiffany Chu, the head of corporate branding and communications at U Mobile. And, you know, I like to hear how a company of their size and I guess also their reach and the things that they've been doing. Also now, you know, in time of crisis, they're helping out individuals that you may not see the connection, like musicians and telco companies, like, you know, food and telco company, and go like, but now it makes sense. And you see how they're helping really the, you know, up and coming musicians or, you know, the foodpreneurs with Tiffin. And then there's the partners, the domino effect, right? So, you know, they mentioned people like Freeform, for example. Like, these are people behind the scenes that we don't know, but are actually instrumental in making some of these events that we love to go before actually come true. And we've no idea who are these people behind, you know, and they're like probably a team of like 20, 30 people. And, you know, those are livelihoods still.
So, I mean, you just think about just that collaboration between, say, Tiffin and U Mobile, right? But you don't realize there are other agencies involved, other small businesses involved as well. So they're all really creating this ecosystem and they're supporting each other. Yeah, I think these are like the fairy tale stories of COVID-19 and the MCO.
And I'm glad that they're bringing Tiffin, Foraya to the customer itself, despite not having the festive outdoor food court experience, you probably can do it, you know, in your own living room, in your own bed space.
Yeah, totally,
right?
Upping the game for Raya at home this year.
Yeah. All right. We'll continue with Voice of SMEs in just a moment. So stick around, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.